Blog Talk Radio.
And no matter where you've been or where you might currently find yourself, it's not over. When God is in it, there is no limit. New breed.
It's not over. It's not finished.
evening, everyone. I'm Carrie Hines, your host. Thank you for coming, Center Stage. Tonight, we have a great show lined up for you. Back by popular demand is none other than Mr. Lindsey Williams. He is one of the world's most sought-after speakers on the subject of the elitist agenda. He has a new DVD titled, The Next 4 Years, and it's all about what we can expect from the elitist agenda for the next few years. He needs no introduction around here. We love him when he comes by, so ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome Center Stage, Mr. Lindsey Williams. Good evening, Mr. Williams. How are you?
Carrie, thank you so very much for allowing me the privilege of being on your show tonight for the very beginning of 2013.
Yes, absolutely. Your new DVD is out, titled The Next 4 Years. As I said, it's all about the elitist agenda for the next few years, correct?
They came out about 4 or 5 days ago. The first ones were shipped out, and yes, they are available now.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we don't need to interview Lindsey Williams. He's one of those people that when we bring him by Center Stage, he's one of the few people that we don't interview. We just let him do what he does best, and that's tell us what he knows is about to happen. Mr. Williams, I'll turn the mic over to you.
Well, Carrie, I appreciate this, and I'm sure we have a lot of new friends out there tonight. You always have new listeners on your program. And some of the things that we'll be saying over the next 2 hours will sound so unusual that unless they know my background, they'll have difficulty in believing it. So just very briefly, I was a pastor of a church for 12 years and was invited by the elite of the world to be their chaplain back many years ago. I had the privilege, by the providence of God, of actually living with, sitting across the dinner table from, and rubbing shoulders with the people you hear about in the World Bank, the IMF, and the top oil company officials of the world when they were building the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. It changed my life. I will never be the same person again. Being brought up in a wonderful, godly Christian home, going off to Bible college, then pastoring a church for 12 years, I had never been exposed to such people in my life. And here I found myself sitting in the board meetings with the people that control the world. And let me say as emphatically as I can to every person in your listening audience tonight, there positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. I know. I lived with them for 3 years' time. Now, that was many years ago. And I had the privilege of making fairly close friends with some of those people. They now are retired. They're in their 70s and 80s. But I still have the ability to be able to pick up the telephone and call one of them. As a result, over these many years, 36 years to be exact, I have been able to tell the world, sometimes 6 months, a year, sometimes 2 or 3 years in advance, exactly what was going to happen to everyone out there in your listening audience. And that's where it is tonight. There are some things that if you know, you can avoid a lot of pitfalls, many heartaches, and a lot of problems with your dinner table if you know what to do about it. So everyone in your audience, please, I urge you to have pencils and paper tonight. I'll go over a few items that have happened just within the past week, Carrie. And I know this is going to require some input from you tonight, too. So please feel free at any point to ask some questions, if you will. And if you have call-ins, I would dearly love to hear from the people in your audience as to what they think, if you're having call-ins and if they decide to call in tonight. It was just after the presidential election, and people were upset. Business people, a lot of my friends who are in business, they own their own businesses, and they were saying, what do we do? Do we dare invest? Do we expand? What's going to happen? I had so many friends who were just at their wits' end, didn't know what to do, know where to turn. And I said, well, I know one person that will know exactly the answers and can tell me what I need to know. I got in touch with one of my elite friends. He's a man in his 70s now. He's retired, but he still knows everything that goes on behind closed doors. And I called and I asked, I said, what can we expect over the next 4 years? What I heard was startling. Startling to the point that the only way I know to describe it is the most startling thing that any person has ever heard since the founding of the United States of America. And I don't apologize for making such a drastic statement, because I think that's exactly what you will find true. They actually gave me 10 agendas that the New World Order, the elite, the Federal Reserve, whatever you would like to call them, 10 agendas that you as an individual are going to be facing over the next 4 years' time. Now, keep in mind that these people think they're God, but they really aren't. They just think they are. They don't always get their way. Sometimes things don't happen as fast as they want them to happen or in the way they want them to happen. But the track record of these people, as they have given me information over the years, has been so close to exact until you can fairly well depend on everything that they have told me actually taking place and coming to pass. In fact, after I heard this, I was so startled until I said, how do I tell the American people this? It was so in-depth and so much to it. And I went in studio before the cameras, and it took me 3 hours and 29 minutes just to explain the information that I had heard from my elite friend. Now, this not only came from one email, but a number of them, and they still, from time to time, will send me emails. So tonight, you will actually hear what you and I and Carrie will be facing over the next 4 years' time. But there's something that has taken place within the past 7 days that, to me, you need to know about. Every person out there in your listening audience, this is so vitally important to you. All of you know that Obamacare, the health care program, has been approved by the Supreme Court as a tax, and you are going to be facing this. It is going to change the course of the medical system of America. Your doctor is going to have to act different than what he's ever acted before. You're going to see a whole different world out there in the medical field. And I had something to happen to me personally this past week is the reason that this feels so close to my heart. Many of you may know, if you're in touch with any doctors over the past week's time, that's right, 7 days, the doctors of America, as far as I understand, every doctor in the United States of America, every medical practitioner doctor, has received the first paperwork from the federal government as to the guidelines of Obamacare. That's correct. Within the past 7 days, the doctors of America have received their first paperwork telling them what is expected of them and what their requirements are going to be. And if they don't follow these explicitly, exactly as Obamacare has laid it down to them, they will be fined. And after the first fine, they'll be imprisoned. Your family doctor, your healthcare practitioner, your chiropractor, whoever it may be, they will have to follow these guidelines. It's laid down in thousands of pages of text. Well, I'm going to give you names. You don't have to guess at this. You can even go on your web after the program and look up some of these people to prove what I'm saying. I'm very close to a gentleman by the name of Dr. Holman. I've been in his home. I know him personally. He and his wife and family are very close friends of my family. And Dr. Holman received his first paperwork from the federal government this past week. And it came to his secretary, because she always goes over everything that comes to his office in the mail before he gets it. And the secretary looked it over, decided what she had to fill out, what information she had to give. And after very carefully observing what she had been told in this paperwork, she came to Dr. Holman, and she said, "Doctor, I can't do this." Now, wait a minute. Back up a little bit. Dr. Holman has been a medical practitioner. He's been not a medical practitioner. He's been a doctor for 20 years. Now, this is not a fly-by-night. This is not a real young fellow. He's middle-aged. He's been a doctor for 20 years. His secretary, very faithful, wonderful Christian lady, has been his secretary for approximately 15 years. And she said, "I can't do this." She said, "It is against my convictions." And she said, "Doctor, I'm going to have to resign." 20 years. Very faithful secretary and receptionist. Well, Dr. Holman was startled, to say the least, and so he took the paperwork home and looked at it. Now, this is within the past 7 days. And after he had read it, he came back to his office, made preparations, and closed his practice. You heard me correctly. He closed his practice. There is a closed sign on his door right now in Hood River, Washington, where he practiced, and he will no longer be practicing medicine. He has gone out of business of his own choice. Now, this is a very prominent doctor. This man is sought after. You would wait a week or two just to be able to get an appointment with him. That's how prominent he is. And he's closed his practice. I want to give you another one. This man, again, very prominent. You'll find him on the web because he has a radio broadcast. In fact, he is such a prominent physician in the Midwest that he was invited by Congress at the time that the health care program was being considered. He was invited by Congress to actually come to Washington and speak on his opinion of the healthcare system. And he did. He spoke before Congress. This man has been in the medical field for over 15 years. And if you want to listen to his radio broadcast, you can. Just go to Dr. David Janda, J-A-N-D-A, and you'll find it for yourself. Dr. Janda contacted me here a few days ago, and he said he would like me to be on his show. I've been on his radio show numbers of times. And when I wrote him back, I told him what had happened to Dr. Holman. He wrote me back and he said, "Lindsay, I have just sold my office building." He said, "I am making preparations to no longer practice." Now, folks, this is a physician. Mm. This man is very prominent. His medical practice is sought after. And he said, "Lindsay, I am turning all of my business over to the local hospital, and they can divide it up the way they want it." He said, "I am officially quitting the medical practice after all these years." I had trouble believing what I was seeing. If it had not been an email written to me, I don't think I could have believed what I was seeing, because this man is so prominent, and he is so great as a doctor in his particular profession. Now, all over America, this is happening. Dr. Janda said to me, he said, "Lindsay, 40% of the medical practitioners of America are going to be quitting. They can't follow the guidelines of Obamacare. They will not be intimidated. They are giving up their practice." Can you imagine what's going to happen after Obamacare officially kicks in a number of months from now? Can you imagine what's going to happen if you have to go to the emergency room? You may be sitting there waiting 24 hours for service. And Dr. Janda, I said, "Now, are you sure 40% of the doctors, medical practitioners?" He said, "Lindsay, all of the old doctors, the real brains, the one who have been there for years and years," he said, "they're retiring. They're ready to retire anyway." And he said, "They won't do this." He said, "There are a lot of us middle age, such as Dr. Holman and Dr. Janda," he said, "we are not going to do this." He said, "We can't do it." He said, "Our convictions are contrary to Obamacare." And he said, "We cannot do to our patients what they are requiring us to do." And he said, "As a result, we're closing our practice." I want to give you one more, and then I'm going to ask for a comment from Carrie.
Okay.
Anita, very close friend of mine. My wife and I and son have been in their home. We know them well. She's personal friends with a brain surgeon. Now, you can imagine how complicated operating on a human brain is. And this brain surgeon had likewise received the paperwork, to the best of my understanding, and knew what the requirements are going to be on him as a very competent brain surgeon in the Northwest, Washington, Oregon area. He is one of the ones that if you wanted to live through brain surgery, you would go to him. Very competent man. And he was on the phone with Anita just a few days ago and said, "Anita, if I am required to follow the guidelines of the new health care system, the Obamacare system that's being put into force," he said, "if I had to go into the operating room to perform an operation on a human brain, and if I followed the guidelines that I have been told," and he's read the paperwork, he knows what he has to do. The doctors have already been told exactly what's expected of them. And he said, "if I have to follow those guidelines," and I'm saying this slowly because I'm so startled, you must hear this. He said, "if I had to follow those guidelines in the operating room as a brain surgeon," he said, "50% of my patients would die on the operating table."
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Okay. Carrie, I'm startled.
I'm startled, too. So these guidelines, I think when we first heard of Obamacare, we heard some rumbling about death panels and the fact that if you were a certain age, it was pretty much like man would determine whether or not, or the doctor would determine whether or not you lived or died based on these new guidelines. So are those some of the particulars that we're talking about when we're saying 50% will die, or what are we speaking of? What would be in the guidelines that would cause a doctor to lose 50% of his patients?
When Dr. Janda spoke before Congress, he was one of the first doctors to ever receive the little instrument that's about the size of a cell telephone. Every doctor in America will have one of these. Your personal family doctor will have one. And according to Obamacare and the health care guidelines, any time that a doctor gives an opinion as to what should be done for the patient, any time he makes a diagnosis, there's a certain code that he'll use and put it in this little machine. This will go instantaneously to some government agency, and within a matter of moments, that instrument, like a cell phone, will tell the doctor what the federal government will permit him to do. And when Dr. Janda spoke before Congress, he realized that this was in the works because he was given one of the first of those little machines that had ever been given to a doctor and had actually had the opportunity to use it before any of the other doctors ever saw it. And he said before Congress, he said, "Suppose that my diagnosis disagrees with what Obamacare diagnosis people there in the federal agency say it should be done. And they said, you have to follow our guidelines." They said, "Dr. Janda, you have no choice. All you do is examine the patient, give the diagnosis, you tell us what your diagnosis is, and we will tell you what drugs to give them. We will tell you what recourse to take. We'll tell you what this person is expected to do." Now, every bit of this goes in your medical records, folks. I hope you're understanding this. All of this will be recorded in a master database of your medical records, and everything will be known about you. And Dr. Janda said, "Okay." He said, "Now, I have been a practicing physician for all of these years," and they knew he was very prominent in the Midwest. He said, "I will have to do certain things for my patients." He said, "If you tell me that something else must be done for my patient beside what I know is best for them. He said, my patient comes first. And he said, I'm going to do for them what I know should be done for them. Now, he said, suppose I don't follow the suggested guidelines that you send me back while my patient is still here in my office. Now, I hope you caught this. While that patient is still sitting in his office, he sends in a code. They send it back to him almost instantaneously. I'm sure it'll be a master in a master computer somewhere. And he said, suppose you send me back something that's to be done that's contrary to what I believe is best for my patient. They said, you have to follow our guidelines regardless. You have no choice. You can't do what you want to do. And he said, you mean to tell me that I, as a medical doctor, and this is my patient, not yours, and I am required to do what you tell me has to be done for this patient, not what I believe should be done for this patient? And they said, that's correct.
Mm.
He said, well, I guess you know I can't do that. He said, I gave an oath to take care of my patients. And he said, I can't do anything contrary to what's best for my patient. He said, well, let me ask you. He was asking Congress now. And by the way, you'll see this on our new DVD. This is actually, you'll see Dr. Janda. You will hear his explanation of this in my new DVD series that we just finished last week. The next 4 years, you will see Dr. Janda's picture. You will actually hear him tell his story before Congress, what happened to him. And he said, now, suppose I don't follow your guidelines. They said, you'll be fined $5,000. Or maybe it was $50, I'm not quite sure which. But I remember there was a $5 there. And he said, well, I'm willing to risk that with the patient in order to give them the medical service that I think they're supposed to have. He said, suppose I have another patient and I refuse to follow your guidelines. What happens to me the second time around? They said, Dr. Janda, you'll be put in jail. You have no choice. You'll be put behind bars. Now, this brain surgeon knows this. He knows that in the course of this operation that he's going to be doing on a brain, a human brain, that there are certain decisions that he cannot make. And the thing that he said to Anita was, he said, Anita, I have to make instantaneous decisions. He said, I don't even have hardly a fraction of a second sometimes to make up my mind what I'm going to do. Because he said, the brain, you just don't fool with it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, instantaneous decisions must be made. And he said, if I am not free to follow the knowledge that I know instantaneously, he said, 50% of my patients will die on the operating table, Gary.
If you just tuned in, you've come center stage tonight for the topic, the next 4 years. We're listening to Mr. Lindsay Williams as he tells us what we can expect from the elitist agenda for the next 4 years. Tonight's segment of Center Stage is being brought to you by African American News and Commentary Blog, your single source for news, events, and commentary that is of unique interest to African Americans. They're located on the web at AfricanAmericanNewsAndCommentary.com. If you're trying to log into the chat room tonight, the chat room is down tonight due to technical difficulties. Blog Talk Radio is aware and is working on the problem, and hopefully we'll be able to get it fixed by the end of the show. But, Mr. Williams, you know, this is like, this is the kind of thing that makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up. Because if you want to talk, you know, New World Order conspiracy theories, you know, as some people call them, we know that they say 5 billion people have got to, you know, die. That said, from the, what you're explaining about Obamacare, you know, quite a few people will leave here once they enter the hospital.
This is a horror story.
Wow.
There's no other way to describe what the American people are about to face. It is a reality.
Mm-hmm.
You have no choice now. You will pay for it. Every month, you're going to be required, or you'll be fined, you'll be required to take place in Obamacare, the health care program, and your doctor has no choice. They cannot practice medicine without following the guidelines. of the new healthcare system, and it's horrifying. The medical system of America is going to deteriorate to the point that it will be a shambles. The doctors are scared to death. Doctors such as Dr. Holman and Dr. Janda, within 1 week, mind you, 1 week of receiving the first paperwork of explanation of what they're required to do and the fines that they will have if they don't follow it, these men who are accustomed to a very nice lifestyle, a lot of money coming in because of their practice and their prominence, they have chosen, for the sake of their patients, they have no choice. They have already, Holman's already closed his practice, literally. If you went to that place in Washington State and looked on his office that's been there for all these years, you'll find a closed sign already within 1 week. Dr. Janda has already sold his office building and is making preparations to turn over all of his patients to the local hospital for them to do as they see fit with them. Now, this is not a think so. This is not a hope so. This is real life. I know these doctors. They know me personally. They already have made this choice, and this is a drastic choice. Can you imagine? Because of your conviction, because of your Christian convictions, can you imagine being willing to go into your boss man tomorrow morning or Monday morning and saying, I resign, I can't do this any longer? Carrie, this is what these people are facing.
I mean, it's mind-blowing, Mr. Williams, simply because, you know, there's so many pages to it. No one really ever defined to the American people exactly what the health care bill consisted of. So what you're telling us tonight is a new revelation, because most of us never knew what was actually in the pages of that bill.
Well, no one did. The bill is well over 3,000 pages. And when Dr. Janda went before Congress and spoke, he found out that there's not only one bill, there's two bills. You probably have never heard of the second one. In fact, I had not either and didn't even know what it was until Dr. Janda explained it to me. And this is the reason that it's so important that you see our new DVD series of what is going to happen over the next 4 years, because you must make yourself aware of what is about to take place so that you can make preparation for it. And Dr. Janda said, Lindsay, I just can't do this. This is contrary to my religious convictions. So you're going to get medical service. You sure are. There's some of us, Gary, you know, I'm not a young man. I've been a minister of the gospel for 55 years, for instance. Just as healthy as can be, as far as I know. But, you know, there are a lot of us around that they would love to get rid of us. It wouldn't bother them at all to see a few million people being taken off of Social Security so that they don't have to pay for it. And who knows what is in store in all of this? I don't know. I'm not saying that anything's going to happen, but I know that when I see two of the most prominent doctors, one in the Midwest and one in Washington State, when I see them within 1 week's time up and say, we're closing our practice, I know that there's something drastic out there. And if there are other doctors, which I will hear of it over a period of time, but keep in mind, this has happened in 1 week, in 1 week alone. I'm sure I'll be hearing of dozens of doctors from this point on who are making the decision to close their practice and go out of the medical profession because they no longer can sacrifice themselves and their patients to a medical system that has been set up by government and bureaucracy and that will be dictated concerning the new world order as to what should be done for those patients, Gary.
So as far as the patients are concerned, if the doctors have no recourse, I'm assuming we, the patients, have no recourse either.
Either do what Obamacare says, or you don't get service. If you refuse to have the operation or you refuse to take the medicine or you refuse to follow the guidelines that the doctor is dictated to by Obamacare, if you refuse to do what they say, I'm quite sure there'll be some recourse for the patient. But the doctor is the one that's going to suffer so much. He can't afford to go contrary to those guidelines and be fined and be imprisoned merely because he won't do what they say. You know what's going to be left? This is probably more disturbing to me than the fact that 40% of the medical practitioners are going to go out of the medical profession altogether. You know what's going to be left in the medical profession?
Quacks or people who are the on the D list of, you know, graduating their classes in medical school, I'm assuming. I don't know who.
Yeah. You're going to have those who don't have any conviction, those who don't care about their patients, those who are willing to do anything for a dollar, those who will follow the federal government's guidelines regardless of what it requires. The only thing you're going to have left in the medical profession are those without conviction who are flakes. And that's the kind of doctors that you're going to get if you need medical care after Obamacare kicks in later on this year, the first of the following year. It's more disturbing to me to think that that's the only kind of doctor that I would have if I needed medical attention, Carrie.
So if I'm understanding you correctly, for all those that just may have tuned in and caught the end of that, under Obamacare, the doctor no longer has free reign to treat a patient as he sees fit. Under Obamacare, if I'm understanding you correctly, the doctor puts a code into a computer or a chip into a computer. I forgot exactly how you said that. But anyway, he communicates with the system now, and the system tells the doctor then how to treat the patient.
Yes, the doctor gives the diagnosis. Then he puts the diagnosis in this little gadget about the size of a cell phone. You will see it. Dr. Janda actually has one in his hand, and he shows it to you. And he will put this code in or whatever they have to put into it, and almost instantaneously, I'm quite sure it's all computerized, almost instantaneously the government will tell the doctor what must be prescribed for the patient. And then the doctor has no choice. And the patient has no choice. They do not leave anything up to the judgment of the doctor. The doctor must do what he has been told to do. And if not, he's either fined or imprisoned.
I don't know where to go with that. I mean, I just don't. I mean, that's so alarming that, you know, I would suggest to everybody that they get in the best health of their life, you know, get their immune systems really healthy, because the last place you're going to want to be would be, I would think, the hospital.
Well, the last place I want to be right now is the hospital with as many thousands of people as given wrong drugs every year or die because of doctors' mistakes. But you go to the basest of the doctors, the ones who don't have enough conviction to say, I'm stepping out of the profession because of Obamacare, and you know what you're going to have left? You're going to have people that really don't care about you, folks that are going to follow what the guidelines say just for the sake of making that dollar from the federal government. And I can't even imagine what our health care system is going to deteriorate into. And the average American, they don't have the slightest idea what jeopardy they're facing right now. You know, if this was just hearsay, if I could not name the doctors who have, within 1 week, closed their practice because they want to get a step ahead of this and are not willing to take to follow these rules, even though they're months down the line, if this wasn't proof of the doctors that I know personally, I would have trouble even believing myself what I'm hearing.
It almost seems, and I'm just reading in between the lines here, but it almost seems as though the most vulnerable are going to be those people that are maybe terminally ill and those maybe that are elderly, because it would be easier, like you say, you don't have to pay those people Social Security, and they may look at, I don't know, I'm just guessing here, they may look at it like these people are at the end of their lifespan anyway, so why continue to weigh down the system when we can just drop these people off the roll? I don't know. I'm just reading in between the lines with the things that you're saying, going, is that where we're headed? Is that where we're headed?
And you know, that is a guess, merely because that's not what is said in the Obamacare rules. But I think you're reading between the lines correctly.
Wow.
And my guess would be that they'll do exactly that. After all, the government's broke. This fiscal cliff thing proved that the politicians in Washington don't have the fortitude to do anything about the problem. They're just pushing the can down the road, and they know that there is coming a day of bankruptcy in the United States of America when America will have to default on its national debt. And when it gets to that point and Obamacare cannot afford any more patients, best thing to do is get rid of a few.
Oh, yeah. If you just tuned in, you've come Center Stage tonight for the topic, the next 4 years. We're listening to Mr. Lindsey Williams as he tells us what we can expect from the elitist agenda for the next 4 years. Tonight's segment of Center Stage is being brought to you by African American News and Commentary Blog, your single source for news, events, and commentary that is of unique interest to African Americans. They're located on the web at AfricanAmericanNewsAndCommentary.com. Again, y'all, if you're trying to log into the chat room tonight, I apologize. We're having technical difficulties. We have for a couple of weeks now. Blog Talk Radio swears to me that they're working on the problem, and hopefully they will get it fixed by the end of the show, but who knows? So we apologize for anybody who's trying to log in to the chat room. Okay, y'all, the next voice you'll hear, again, is that of Mr. Lindsey Williams.
Well, Carrie, during the second hour, and I understand I have a privilege of being with you for 2 hours tonight.
Yes.
During the second hour, I'm going to give the 10 agendas. When my elite friend told me what every American can expect for the next 4 years according to what has been decided behind closed doors, and I'm going to give those 10 agendas when we come to the second hour. I have a few more things I'd like to say now about this, exactly what's happening in the health field, and then in the second hour, will actually give the 10 agendas themselves, and you'll want to have pencil and paper, write them down. And, of course, it took me, when I went in studio after I heard what my elite friend said was going to happen, it took me 3 hours and 29 minutes before DVD cameras to record what I had heard. That's how intensive it was. If you know these things, and not all of them, by the way, are doom and gloom. There are some there's some encouraging items here. So when we do get to those 10 agendas in the second hour, I'll just urge you in advance to get your pencil and paper, write them down, and know what's going to happen, because it could spare you much heartache. Carrie, I'd like to cover something else that each one of you heard of this past week, more than likely. In fact, I would imagine that your child, at one time or another, has gone to a store by the name of Hobby Lobby. Hobby Lobby is the largest hobby store chain in the United States of America. They have hundreds of stores all across this country. And Hobby Lobby supplies everything from model airplanes to trains to everything imaginable. If you've ever been in one of their stores, they have everything that the hobby enthusiast could possibly imagine, off from high price to low price. Hobby Lobby was founded and is owned by a Christian family. They're very devout Christians. And when Hobby Lobby heard that every employer, and by the way, they employ thousands of people, when Hobby Lobby heard that they as employers must pay for every person they employ once Obamacare comes in or the health care system kicks in, that they will be required to pay that premium or a portion of that premium for their employees. Any employee that works as many as 30 hours, the employer must pay the health care for that person working for them. And when they heard this, they began to examine exactly what they were going to have to pay for. Now, keep in mind who the owners of Hobby Lobby are. They're very devout Christian people. And when they heard what they were going to have to do, they were appalled, because if you pay for Obamacare, if you pay into the health care system, which every person in America will be required to do it, if you pay into that health care system, you are paying for abortion, you are paying for contraceptives, you are paying for doctors to murder babies. And Hobby Lobby said, we can't do this. They said, our Christian convictions are that we cannot take part in death. We will not pay for abortions. And you remember the Catholic Church raised quite a roof about this a while back also. And so this company now, just a secular company, Hobby Lobby said, we can't do this. As Christians, we can't do it. So they petitioned the state court in the state where their headquarters is, and the state court turned them down flat. They said, we won't even consider it. You have to pay it. You have no choice. Hobby Lobby, as of last week, has petitioned the Supreme Court. They have a case now before the Supreme Court, and they've said, we cannot do this. Our conscience will not allow us. Our Christian convictions will not let us pay for death. And as a result, you can find this, by the way, on the web. I hope you go to the web and find it for yourself and read the case before the Supreme Court on the part of Hobby Lobby. And do you realize that if the Supreme Court turns them down, thousands of people are going to lose their job? Hobby Lobby stores all across America, hundreds of them, could be closed. Hobby Lobby will have to go out of business. They cannot take part in supporting things that they do not believe in, and they have no choice as long as they pay for the health care system that will be required of them by the federal government to pay for. Now, they literally are facing the same thing these two doctors that I mentioned to you a moment ago are facing, and the brain surgeon is going to have to decide what he's going to do also. He doesn't want 50% of his patients to die on the operating table. And these doctors have already decided, they've already closed their practice because they know that health care is a given. There's no way you can get out of it. Even the Supreme Court has said now that it is a tax. Oh, by the way, just in passing, when you buy a health insurance policy, what do you pay? When you buy a life insurance policy, what do you pay? Do you pay a tax? No. You pay a premium. But in the health care system, Obamacare, you're not going to be paying a premium. The Supreme Court says it is a tax. It's the only way they could charge it, because they know that it is contrary to the Constitution for you to be forced into a health care system that you don't want to take part in. And believe you me, the type of doctors and the quality of doctors that are going to be left after all the good ones quit because they refuse to follow these guidelines, you're not even going to want to take part in this health system regardless, no matter how free it is. Of course, it's not going to be free. You're going to pay through the nose, every American, whether they're willing to use it or not. So Hobby Lobby said, we can't do this. They have gone before the Supreme Court, and that case will be decided. I want to approach this from another standpoint. Carrie, I'm quite sure that there are many people out there in your audience who are Christians. And I need to go a step further. I wish I didn't have to talk about this. But do you realize that every church in the United States of America, did you catch that? Every church in the United States of America who has a person that's employed by them, the pastor, the song leader, maybe the youth worker, possibly a church secretary, do you realize that they will have the church, your church, the church you give to, the church you give your tithes to, you give in the offering plate to on Sunday, do you realize that that church is going to be required to pay for abortion, to pay for contraceptives, to pay for children dying before that birth date? That church will be required to pay for the health care system for each of their employees, and they'll have no choice. There's going to be some good. Now, the average church pastor hasn't considered this yet. I dare to say that very, very few deacon boards even know about this. I plan to go to the pastor of the church where I attend. I do not pastor a church right now myself personally, but I plan to go to the pastor of the church that I attend and brief him on what these doctors have told me this past week and what's going to happen to them and what they're going to be required to do, and say, Pastor, you better give some drastic consideration to this, because you're going to be paying for the very thing that you have preached from your pulpit that is contrary to the Bible. I want to go another step further. Do you realize every Christian school in America, they have school teachers? Those school teachers work more than 30 hours a week. Every one of those Christian schools will be required, whether they want to or not. They have no choice. They will be fined and possibly put out of business, and their school closed if they don't do it. They will be required under the Obamacare health care system to pay for that health care, which is going to support abortions, contraceptives, and on and on and on you go with things that these Christian schools are teaching their children that are contrary to the scriptures. And every one of these Christian schools are going to have to make a decision in less than 12 months' time. And every church, Carrie, will have to make a decision within less than 12 months' time as to what they're going to do.
It sounds like, you know, it may be a loophole, but it still seems like, if I'm understanding Obamacare correctly, everybody's still going to have to get it. But I would think if an employer was slick, and I'm sure there will be some, you know, somebody who's making 40 hours in a work week right now may be reduced to 29 to keep that employer from having to pay for their health care or a portion of their health care insurance. So I don't know. That's just me thinking ahead of the, you know, what may happen. But, I mean, I'm sure every employer is not going to deal with this. I mean, every employer is not going to pay out those type of premiums. They're just not going to do it. I mean, it's probably going to cause a lot of people to lose their jobs, or a lot of people to go from full-time to 29 hours to keep the employer from having to be responsible for a portion of their insurance.
Well, that's exactly what Walmart did. The largest retail employer in the United States of America, makes more money than Sears and Target combined, has a store within 15 miles of, I think, 90% of the Americans. They're all over the country. And Walmart made that decision about a week and a half ago, and they said, we can't afford it. Even a chain as large as we are, they said, we cannot pay for the health care system and still stay in business. It will bankrupt us. Now, if they can't pay it, as big as Walmart is, that means that the little guy down here on the street corner, there's no way in the world he's going to be able to pay it. And Walmart, a week and a half ago, said every person that works for Walmart, except for management personnel, will be cut back to less than 30 hours a week.
Wow.
Now, you tell me anyone who can rent an apartment or buy a house, put gas in the gas tank, and buy an automobile, and go to work every day for less than 30 hours a week and still be able to afford to live?
Wow.
That's every employee of Walmart, with the exception of management personnel, as of the time that Obamacare comes in, will be cut back to less than 30 hours of work. Can you imagine the bankruptcies and the paupers that this is going to create in the United States of America?
Yes, absolutely. Wow. You know, it doesn't seem like either somebody thought this through very well, or it was very intentional. Very intentional. I mean, it just doesn't seem like, you know, whoever drafted this bill really was taking into consideration the whole picture. You know, and so putting the hardship on the employers is a bad thing. Forcing doctors to make decisions that they wouldn't otherwise make, it just doesn't seem like either. It's just one or the other. And, you know, each person will have to decide for themselves what they believe. But it's either they didn't think it through well, or they did think it through very well, and it's leading us, like you said, into the New World Order.
It's the New World Order. It's the latter of what you have proposed. Not a single congressman ever read the bill. It's over 3,000 pages. And then the second bill, which is the companion bill, is likewise about the same size. And nobody even knows about that. Dr. John found it out when he went before Congress, and he has tried to explain it and expose it everywhere he can. The president never read this bill. And our president promised, you'll remember, 4 years ago, our president promised, no bill will ever be acted on by Congress before I put it on the Internet and allow you to read it for so many days. I think it was either 4 or 5 days. He said it will appear on the Internet, and you can read it for yourself. He said, I promise you, with every bill that goes before Congress, you will have it on the Internet and can read it before Congress votes on it. The health care bill was never put out so anybody could read it. Not a single congressman has ever read it. The president himself has not read it. Now, Gary, it's my business to go to the elite. I know them. I have the phone number. I can pick up my phone and call one of the people who control the world. Mm-hmm. And I did. And the things that I have found out, the 10 agendas that the elite have for the next 4 years' time, are so startling. I would hope that you will get my 6 1/2 hour. You heard it correctly. There are two series. There's the next 4 years, and then how to survive the next 4 years. 6 1/2 hours of DVD viewing, professionally done in studio, that you can watch in your home, that tell you everything. I'm only covering the top points here tonight. Please, would you take down our phone number and our website? You can go, if you wish, to our toll-free line, 1-888-799-6111, or you can go on the web, if you'd like, to prophecyclub.com, prophecyclub.com, 24 hours a day on the web, or you can go to our toll-free number, 888-799-6111, and you'll find there the details about the next 4 years, exactly as my elite friend gave it to me, and how to survive the next 4 years, which, if you're going to survive, whether it be Obamacare or whether it be the financial program that you're going to be faced with, you need to know the facts so that you can protect your family and your household. We are facing some very unusual days. This physical cliff thing was a total smokescreen. Mm-hmm. I predicted that they would come up with a solution in the last few moments, and they did at 10:30 at night on the very last night. I predicted they would do that, that they would just kick the can down the road, and all of those items we'll cover in the next hour, the 10 agendas that you will be facing over the next 4 years, Gary.
If you just tuned in, you've come center stage tonight for the topic, the next 4 years. We're listening to Mr. Lindsey Williams as he tells us what to expect from the elitist agenda for the next 4 years. I suggest you get a pen and paper ready and handy as Mr. Lindsey Williams tells us the 10 agendas that the elite have for us for the next 4 years. If you're trying to get in the chat room tonight, I apologize. The chat room is experiencing some technical difficulties. Blog Talk Radio is aware and is working on the problem, and hopefully it will be fixed by the end of the show. Okay, as I said, get your pen and paper ready. Mr. Williams is about to tell us the 10 agendas of the elites. Okay, Mr. Williams, back to you.
Well, Gary, I want to thank you again for allowing me the privilege to be on your show tonight, and I want to thank you for allowing me to have 2 hours, because to cover this information in a short period of time is a near impossibility. In fact, it just so happens I've got a 30-minute radio broadcast tomorrow. How I'm even going to skim the surface in all of this, wouldn't have the slightest idea. Even in a one-hour program, it's a near impossibility to tell people in detail what they're going to be facing in these next 4 years. So for those who might have just joined us, let me briefly again recap, if I can, some of the things we've already given in the first 1 hour. First of all, my background. I was a pastor of a church for 12 years, Grace Baptist Church in Hollywood, Florida, and went to Alaska as a missionary. I heard that Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline was going to be built, And I went to the nine major oil companies that were going to build that pipeline, and they gave me status as a chaplain. Later they said, your value to us is saving us thousands of dollars. Your religious denomination is paying your salary. They said, we'd like to offer you executive status. And I had not the slightest idea what that meant. I found out, and for 3 years' time, by the providence of God, I had the privilege of being invited by the elite of the world to be their chaplain. I was a chaplain to the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline Pipeliners. I was also a chaplain to the elite, these people who were building this pipeline at the tune of billions and billions of dollars. I actually sat in their board meeting. I lived with them. I sat across the dinner table from them. I lived in the same dorms with them at Arco Base at Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, on the oil field, and had an opportunity. They were not in my church. I was on their pipeline, and had an opportunity to meet some of the people that you only hear their names but never get to rub shoulders with them. And I consider it the providence of God that gave me that opportunity, because there is no way that a little insignificant missionary could have been apprised and allowed to be the chaplain to the elite of the world had it not been for the providence of God. And I think I was put there for the purpose of being right here on Kerry Hines' show tonight, because if I had not been there, I would never have met these people. They are now in their 70s and 80s. They're retired. But they still know everything that goes on behind closed doors. They know the decisions that are made by the younger elite who now have taken over the new world order and are running things. And when things happen like the election this year, I saw so many people upset and not knowing which way to turn, mainly business people that don't know what decisions to make, because they knew they were facing right around the corner a physical cliff. And they didn't have the slightest idea what the outcome of that would be financially, what would happen to the stock market, what would happen to prices. And many of them were coming to me and saying, Chaplain, what do I do? Well, only a few days after the election, I went to my elite friend, and I said, what can everyone in America expect over the next four-year time? And what I was told was so startling that I hardly knew how to describe it. I was so perplexed that I finally decided there's only one way to tell this, because I could be on a radio show every day and still not have enough time to give it all. I said, I must record it. And I went before cameras. It took me 3 hours and 29 minutes to describe correctly the information that I had been given about what you are going to face over the next 4 years' time, and I am going to face over the next four years' time. And so Carrie invited me to be on her show tonight to give you these 10 agendas of the elite, which I'm going to do. I'll only be able to cover them briefly because it took me 3 hours and 29 minutes to do it on DVD. I'll just be able to scan the surface. During the last hour also, I covered what is already transpiring as a result of the new healthcare system, and how that two doctors, very prominent doctors, one in Washington State, Dr. Holman, and another doctor, Dr. Janda, in the middle part of the country, both of these doctors have decided, one of them has already closed his medical practice, and the other one has already sold his office building and has decided to no longer be a medical doctor. He's closing his office. And he's one of the most prominent doctors that performs operations in a certain form in the country. People seek after him. Dr. Holman, you would probably wait 2 weeks to be able to get into his office if you ask for an appointment. That's how prominent he is in Washington State, and he's closed his office. And I was told by Dr. Janda that 40% of the medical practitioners of America will no longer be in the medical practice. Doctors, nurses will no longer stay in the medical business because they cannot abide by the rules of the new healthcare system. You also heard me say in the last hour that a brain surgeon told Anita, he said, if I'm required to abide by the dictates of the healthcare system He said 50% of my patients, now he's a brain surgeon, operates on a very, very sensitive part of the body. You would not want anybody touching your brain unless they knew what they were doing. This man is very experienced. And he said 50% of my patients would die on the operating table if I had to perform the operation according to the healthcare system of today. Now, with all of those things in mind, and you've had time to get your pencils and paper, I would like to go into the 10 agendas that the elite have let me know that you and I will be facing over the next 4 years' time. I'll preface this by saying that I lived with these people for 3 years. I have kept in touch with some of them now who are in their 70s and 80s. I've kept in touch with them for 37 years. I have the right to pick up my telephone and call them whenever I want to and ask questions. And sometimes they'll give me an answer and sometimes they won't. They know everything that goes on behind closed doors. And these are things that some of them are even concerned about, because keep in mind, a man in his 70s and 80s, he has children now, and their children have children. And even though he had a part in forming all of this in the past, some of these people, believe it or not, are very concerned about what their children are having to face. And your children and my children are going to face this. And there's really nothing we can do about it, because it's set in stone. There is one thing, though. There are a number of things that you can do. If you know the issues, you can begin right now to take precautions and spare yourself a lot of heartache. Now, as I just mentioned in the earlier hour about the healthcare system, you positively must learn to be your own doctor. You will not be able to depend on the emergency room nor the hospital nor the doctors of America after Obamacare goes in. The only doctors that are going to be left out there are the ones who are willing to sacrifice their convictions. And if they're Christians, they'll have to sacrifice their belief about the Bible if they abide by Obamacare. And the only people you're going to have left in the medical profession are people you can't trust. I wouldn't dare want to trust my body to one of these people whose convictions are so weak that they wouldn't bow out. You know, if every doctor in America had the convictions of Dr. Holman and Dr. Janda, Obamacare wouldn't have a chance. It would cease tomorrow. If every physician in America would take a stand and say, I cannot jeopardize the life of my patient. So you, every person listening to Carrie Hines' show tonight, Center Stage, you positively must learn to be your own doctor. Take your own health care into your own hands, and that's one of the things that we cover in this DVD series, is to how to be able to take care of yourself. I'll also offer another suggestion along the same line as health care, because I'm so concerned about it with what I've seen in the past week. All of you do know, of course, that every doctor in America received their first papers from the federal government as to what they must do if they remain a doctor, and of course you have no choice but to follow the healthcare system if you do remain as a doctor. And they received, every doctor in America received their first paperwork this past week. So all of them know about this. And all of them are facing what they're going to have to do. With this in mind, I have done something very unusual. My website, lindsaywilliams.net, and let me try to explain that quickly, because back about 4 years ago, I was contacted by the elite. I had a very prominent website at the time. And they said, Chaplain, you've gone too far. You've said too much. You have to close your website down. You've got to quit saying certain things. If you don't, we're going to do this and this and this and this. And it wasn't too pleasant what they said. I have been threatened a few times by these people because I said too much. And I did. I closed my website. Well, I didn't have one for over 3 years. And a few months ago, a man in Great Britain, you heard me correctly, not even in America, but a man in Great Britain who has been has watched me for years, I guess, in my DVDs, and I guess he just appreciated what I was doing to the point that he set up a website on his own without even asking my permission and had my name on it. And he called it lindsaywilliams.net. Well, after I heard that he'd set it up, my son, who is quite a computer person, contacted him by way of the internet and said, my dad would like to talk with you. Well, we have carried on some conversations. And finally, I said, okay, I'll be willing to tell you radio shows. By the way, Gary, your show is posted on LindsayWilliams.net for tonight. And people who want to listen would learn where to listen in right there on the website. You'll find a help section there. Go to the top of the front page, and you'll find the word help up at the top. And every time that I can find some way that I can help you learn how to be your own doctor, I'm going to post it there. We have a few things posted already. One of them is how you can take care of every cardiovascular problem you'll ever have. Now, you do know that heart disease, cardiovascular problems, heart attacks, strokes, is the number one killer in the United States of America. If you could be assured that you would never have a heart attack, you would never have a stroke, you would never have stopped up arteries, you would never have to have a stent, you'd never have to have a heart transplant, and you could do that until you reached a ripe old age, what would you say? Would you be surprised?
Yes.
Well, we have posted there the story of two men who received a Nobel Prize. This is not hearsay, people. This is two doctors, medical doctors, who received the Nobel Prize years ago for their discovery of something that will make it so that nobody will ever have another cardiovascular problem, no heart attacks, no strokes. And that what they found out was hidden. I mean, the drug companies could not stand it. And they have suppressed it every way possible. Well, it's finally gotten out. And you'll find it on LindsayWilliams.net. You never have to worry about another heart attack the rest of your life or a stroke. There's another one there that you'll find on LindsayWilliams.net. You do know that that God put within these bodies an immune system. And that immune system, if it can be made strong enough, if you can get the immune system to a peak and keep it there, you can overcome contact with every known disease, I care not what it is. And there is something now that can enable you to do that. And we have listed it there on LindsayWilliams.net. As I discover new things that will work, I'm talking with a person right now about cancer. I don't know whether I'm satisfied yet with it or not, but everything that we can investigate, anything that I find that will help you to become your own doctor, whenever I become satisfied with the fact that it will work, we'll post it on LindsayWilliams.net because you are not going to be able to depend on the healthcare system now that the healthcare law is taking effect in just a matter of months. So, okay, you've had time to get your pencils and paper. I'd like to give you the 10 agendas. Now, all of these are not doom and gloom by any stretch of the imagination. There are some things here that you will find very encouraging. So don't think that all you're going to hear are things that you don't want to hear. And that's the first one. One of the first agendas is the elite do not want a financial collapse yet. I hope you caught that. Do not. Now, you've been hearing this from every newsletter imaginable. They said, when Greece over in Europe, whenever it declares bankruptcy, the European Union is going to fall and the dollar will fall with it. Well, Greece did collapse for all practical purposes, and it didn't collapse the European Union. I told people it wouldn't back months ago. And the elite are not ready for a collapse of the currencies of the world yet. Now, it is going to happen. And don't you dare let your guard down. You must do everything in your power for the day that your Federal Reserve note will have to be taken a wheelbarrow load of them to the grocery store in order to buy a week's groceries. That hasn't happened yet. It is going to happen. You can't continue what they continued in the physical cliff. You cannot continue this totally out of control spending and national debt without the dollar becoming so worthless that it loses its purchasing power. But the elite are not ready for it to happen yet. And this is very encouraging for you because it gives you a window of opportunity to do something about it. Now, let me explain why they don't want it yet. This is just as good as why they're not going to let it happen yet. Oh, I'm going to stick my neck out, Carrie, if I may. I'm going to make a prediction here.
Okay.
Based on what I am hearing from my elite friend, now this is my guess, reading between the lines and talking with these people, my opinion is that it will probably be 2 to 3 years, maybe a little longer, before you're going to see some catastrophic event take place with the Federal Reserve note. They're going to keep on pushing the can down the road. They'll keep on with physical cliffs. They'll keep on extending the debt limit and probably do away with it altogether. They will just keep on spending into oblivion and letting businesses go bankrupt one after the other because the dollar becomes more and more worthless every month. They're going to keep that up. And here's why they're going to keep it up. They are creating forced debt creation. I hope you're catching this word. I didn't say just debt creation. They've been creating debt creation for a long time. You remember the housing boom. And they would give you a loan if they knew good and well you couldn't pay it. Anything to keep that bubble going. And they knew at some point that they were going to burst the bubble. And they did. And look what happened to the real estate market. Now, they're doing the same thing. They did it with General Motors. They did it with Chrysler. They kept on with more and more and more and more regulations, OSHA, and all the rest of them, until these companies couldn't maintain their businesses in America any longer. And finally, they were ready to go bankrupt. And what did the government do? They stepped in and bailed them out, Chrysler, General Motors. They're doing that to every business that they don't want it to fail, but they are creating forced debt creation. Now, the physical cliff, that was all about forced debt creation. Let me give you just an example of the statistics that have come out since the physical cliff was over just a matter of a few days ago. Do you realize that the paycheck of more than 160 million Americans increases this week by 2%? Well, you say, but that's not much, Pastor Williams. Okay, you increase it 2%, 2%, 2%, 2%. How long is it going to be before you can't afford to maintain that house any longer? Let me give you another one. Now, you won't see this until April the 15th. Come April the 15th, you're going to face something called, I'm warning you in advance, you go and listen to what the tax professionals are saying. Let's see, I think this was given by, I've got it here in my notes someplace. This was actually given by the largest of the tax preparers just the other day. You are going to be facing April the 15th an AMT tax. That stands for Alternative Minimum Tax. That's right. Not the rich. The middle class. Never mind the rich. For goodness sakes, folks, don't be so naive as to think that the rich haven't already protected their funds. They go to the Cayman Islands. They go to the Turks and Caicos. They go to Liechtenstein. They go to the tax havens of the world. The rich have already protected their money. The government's not going to get it. It's outside the country. You know who's getting it? The middle-class American, they told you they were going to tax the rich. When the physical cliff came along, we're going to tax the rich. No. They are going to tax and are taxing the middle-class American into oblivion as a result of the physical cliff that just happened. And you start reading the bill that they passed, and it is going to scare you to death come April the 15th and tax day. You're going to face an AMT tax whenever you fill out your taxes, and it is going to cost you, the average American family, somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,000 to 3,000 additional jobs. I mean, not jobs, but dollars. between 2,000 and 3,000 additional jobs you are going to have to dollars you're going to have to pay as of April the 15th because of the AMT tax alone, the average wage earner in America. Now, that's not all. I wish I had time to go into all of the taxes that you're going to face as a result of the fiscal cliff. It is horrifying what's going to be taking place in your life. Okay, let me go on because I want to cover all of these 10 points if I can. So, number one, they don't want a collapse of the dollar yet. They want you to get so in debt. They want you to borrow money. Don't you do it. They want you to mortgage your house. Please don't if it's not mortgaged. They want you to buy on credit cards. Please don't do it. They are forcing debt. Look at the college students of America. They have convinced them that a young person coming out of high school now that they can't possibly go to college without borrowing money from the federal government. Now, when I went to college years ago, finished 7 years of it, got a bachelor's degree, and I worked bagging groceries. I worked for Avis Rent a Car Company, driving automobiles for a while. I did everything imaginable. I paid my own way through college. My parents didn't have the money to pay for it. Today, they've convinced the average high school graduate, you can't afford college. You've got to go to the federal government and get a student loan. Do you realize that that is a method of forced debt creation? Because that young person will come out and be indebted to the federal government for the rest of their lives, and they know good and well that they have moved so many jobs abroad to China and India and Mexico that that young person probably will not be able to find a job when they do graduate from college, and they'll be strapped with the debt. This is what is known as forced debt creation. The middle class of America is being taxed into oblivion. Now, I want to give you a formula. I'm so glad that you have those pencils and paper. You don't even have to go to my website for this. You can figure it right there on your own calculator. I want to give you a formula which will help you determine how much longer you can survive. Now, I know this sounds strange, but that's exactly what it is. A formula that will tell you how long you can survive at the rate that they plan to do what they're doing. Here we go. Number one, I want you to put down 3%. Every month, the American dollar is losing purchasing power at the rate of 3%. Every month, January, February, March, April, May, and June. And why? Because of what the Federal Reserve did on September the 13th of 2012, when Mr. Bernanke announced that they were going to purchase $40 billion worth of mortgage-backed securities. Now, that's the mortgage on your house. They're buying it from Bank of America. They're buying it from Wells Fargo. They're buying it from Chase. The company, Fannie or Freddie, whoever it was that you got your house mortgage with, the Federal Reserve is buying your house mortgages to the tune of $40 billion a month. And I went to my elite friend after that, and I said, where are they getting this money? He said, out of thin air. Now, can you imagine putting $40 billion every month into the economy with no backing, no accounting whatsoever, nothing backing it up except faith, and people are losing that fast? That is deteriorating the purchasing power of your dollar by 3% per month. You ready for the next one? You're going to be charged now with a payroll tax. Oh, yes. It came out of your paycheck this week for the first time. A payroll tax increase of 2%. So on top of that 3% you've already put down there, put down a payroll tax of 2%. Then I want you to put down Obamacare. If you're paying somewhere between $30 and $60 a month for Obamacare, once it kicks in, you figure the percentage of what your income that is, and you write that percentage down. Then, you've been to the grocery store lately. I'm sure you noticed that the price of groceries is going up. You figure out approximately what percent per month that your grocery bill is going up, and you write that percentage down. Then you figure in things like inflation. Now, you know what inflation is. That's a known figure that the federal government announces. Inflation is 7 to 9% per month. Per year. So you figure in somewhere in the neighborhood of 1/2 to 3/4% for inflation. Now, you figure all of those plus the AMT tax, which I don't know how much you'll have to pay, but you can figure that out first time you go to your the person that fills out your taxes for you. You add up all of this per month that the American dollar is losing its purchasing power, and I want you to tell me, be honest with yourself now, because I'm not going to talk to you, more than likely. You know, I talked to very few of you on the telephone and a few of you by way of Internet, but if you, whenever you figure all this up, I want you to tell yourself how long you can continue putting food on the table, clothes on the back of the family, gasoline in the gas tank, and paying the house mortgage with losing that much value of your dollar every month, how long you can continue before you will no longer be able to live the lifestyle you're living right now. Now, you can figure this for yourself. And this is not fairy tale. This is fact. I even told you what each one of the items are. Now, whenever it gets to the place that your family says, we need some more food on the table, what are you going to cut out? You can't stop putting gasoline in the gas tank. You must put clothes on the back of the children and give them school money for lunch. You can't cut those things out. What is the one thing you can cut out? You don't have to pay that house mortgage. And do you realize that that's exactly what the New World Order, the elite, the Federal Reserve, do you realize that's exactly what they want you to do? Because when you can't make that house mortgage and you don't make it for a few months, who bought your house mortgage? Who bought the mortgage of the shopping center down the street? Who bought the church mortgage that you may have on your church? Who bought it? Federal Reserve. They bought it $40 billion every month. They're buying up mortgage-backed securities. Listen to what Mr. Bernanke said on September the 13th. They've already bought your house mortgage, and when you can't make your payment, they will come in, repossess your house, give you nothing back for all the years that you've paid on it, and rent it back to you and to your children forever. And that's exactly what they want. I keep trying to tell people that the elite do not want to destroy America. This is not the purpose of this. The purpose of everything that they're doing is the control of America. They want to control General Motors. They want to control Chrysler. They want to control you. They want to control your state. They want to control the federal government. They want to take away your currency and give you a new world currency. They want to take away your constitution and put you under a new world order system. And that's what this is all about. And you can figure it right there on your own calculator. You can figure how long you can go unless you have an increase of salary, which you probably won't get. You see, these are the agendas, just a few of the agendas so far. And I see Carrie, it's about time for a break here on the half hour, so I'll turn it back over to you. And then we'll continue with the other agendas that they've given to me.
If you just tuned in, you've come center stage tonight for the topic, the next 4 years. We're listening to Mr. Lindsay Williams as he tells us what we can expect from the elitist agenda for the next 4 years. Listen, tonight's segment of Center Stage is being brought to you by African American News and Commentary Blog, your single source for news, events, and commentary that is of unique interest to African Americans. They're located on the web at AfricanAmericanNewsAndCommentary.com. Listen, we apologize for the chat room being down tonight. We've made Blog Talk Radio aware of the problem. They promised us they would try to fix it by the end of the show, but I still see we're having technical difficulties, so we do apologize for that. We're listening to the voice again of Mr. Lindsay Williams. I suggest if you have not already, get your pens and paper ready as he continues to tell us the 10 agendas of the elite. Mr. Williams.
Well, Carrie, if for some reason they do get the technical difficulties taken care of, I would dearly love to hear from the audience out there tonight. And if we can't do it tonight, maybe sometimes in the future we could have a session where all we do is just take some phone calls. I would love so much to know what the African Americans are thinking at this point when we have the president we do. I would really like to hear your personal opinions in light of what's taking place. But, yes, if they do get it fixed, let me know. Otherwise, I'll just continue. I'll have no problem whatsoever. We only have 30 minutes left. And we'll have no problem in covering the rest of these agendas with that amount of time. I'm giving the 10 agendas. I said the first part of the program that after the presidential election, I went to my elite friend and I said, what can we expect over the next 4 years? What he told me was so startling that when I went in studio to try to record it on DVD, it took me 3 hours and 29 minutes to tell before the cameras the information I had heard. I felt that I positively must tell the American people. And when I finished that DVD presentation, I was so upset. No, literally. You can't be a pastor of a church for 12 years without having people at heart. I was so upset over what I had recorded that I said, I can't do this. I must give the American people some solutions. And I contacted two of the most prominent people that I know. I know a lot of people, naturally, you know, after knowing the elite for so many years. And I know some Wall Street insiders and others. And I contacted two of the most prominent people in the financial world that I know. And I said, would you go before the cameras with me and let's do nothing but give some solutions? I said, I want a solution for the millionaire. I'd like a solution for the middle-class American. I want a solution for the street person. I said, no matter who they may be, would you go before camera with me and don't talk anything about the doom and gloom. Don't give any of the 10 agendas. Just do nothing. After watching my DVD, do nothing but tell solutions. And we produced a DVD entitled How to Survive the Next 4 Years, which is 2 hours and I think 29 minutes. You've actually got 6.5 hours of DVD viewing. It took us that long to be able to tell all of this. We've never done anything like this before. And if you're interested in knowing what you're going to face and some solutions that we hope will help you survive these next 4 years, you can get this presentation at our toll-free number, 24 hours a day. There should be operators there. And the number is 1-888-799-6111, or you can go on the web to prophecyclub.com. That's prophecyclub.com, 24 hours a day on the web, or toll free, 888-799-6111. The title is The Next 4 Years, and with it will come along the presentation, over 2 hours long, of how to survive the next 4 years, nothing but solutions, nothing from beginning to end, only solutions. Now, let me give you some more of the agendas. It is scheduled to phase out the dollar as you know it today. It will happen. It's scheduled for it to happen. They know it's going to take place. A good example of this was 3 weeks ago. You heard it. But maybe you realize what you were hearing, and maybe you didn't. Our president went to Southeast Asia, to Phnom Penh. And in Phnom Penh, there was a very prominent meeting called the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership. And it included one half, the representatives there represented one half of the world's population. I hope you caught that. Before our president went there, it was all over the news media that he was going. You heard it. Going to Southeast Asia. Whole entourage. Going to Southeast Asia. When he came back, you didn't hear a word. You didn't hear a peep. The national liberal media never said boo. They didn't say a word. Why? Our president got there to this group of nations, 15 Asian nations, one half of the world's population, at this Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, and our president was to represent our nation. And when he showed up, they said, Mr. President, we don't want you to have anything to do with us. We don't want anything to do with you. You get right back on your airplane, and you go right back home. And they refused to allow the United States of America to become a part of a new group called Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, and that's the reason that when our president returned, you didn't hear a word, because he came back home totally disgraced. Now, amongst that group was also China, India, Japan, South Korea, Australia, and New Zealand. 3 billion Asians met, and you know what that decision was? We are not going to use the American dollar any longer. Did you catch that? I hope you heard me correctly. Now, do you realize that the American dollar has been the reserve currency of the world as long as you and I have ever known? It has been the petrodollar. No country ever bought any oil from another country or from anybody without using the American dollar. I'm not going to do it anymore. 1/2 of the world's population is not going to use the American dollar anymore. Can you imagine the trillions and trillions and trillions of American dollars that are used every day in worldwide commerce, that when 1/2 of the world's population no longer uses it? They're using the Chinese currency, by the way. China has already set up the bank, the exchange, everything necessary to do it. And when 1/2 of the world's population does not use the American dollar anymore, can you imagine the trillions of American dollars within about maybe 9 months to a year it'll take them to come back home, unused, unwanted? And you know what it's going to do to the American economy? It is going to be devastating. Now, I found this out from my friend, and I need to tell you what's going to happen. The dollar is scheduled to be phased out. You heard me correctly. They want a new world currency, and you must get out of paper at any cost, please. 401ks, IRAs, they probably will be taken over by the federal government. If you have cash between the mattress or in the bank, please, you must get out of paper. You positively must get into tangibles of some sort. Now, tangible can be many things. It could be a piece of land that you can use as a garden. It could be a house that is a paid-for roof over your head. A tangible could be gold or silver. You must get out of paper and get into tangibles as quickly as possible. Now, fortunately, you've got a while to do it. You can't wait. You cannot procrastinate. You must get busy about it right now. But you've got, my guess is, from what I'm hearing from my elite friends, that you probably have 2 years, maybe three. And if they carry it on into the final term, the fourth year of our president, I'll be surprised. But the dollar is going to lose so much of its purchasing power. I didn't say it would be gone. I didn't say that it'll no longer be there. But you're going to lose so much purchasing power of your dollar that the price of everything from the grocery store to the hardware store to the drug store is going to be exorbitant. And you're going to have a major problem when these trillions and trillions of American dollars return home unused, unwanted. It is literally going to play havoc with the American financial system. Well, that said about the currency and the dollar, let me go to something that I hope you will find very, very interesting. Right now, today, this fourth day of January, 38% of all the people in the United States of America, as of this day, are receiving some sort of a remuneration from either the federal or the state government every month. It could be Social Security. It could be that you work for the government and receive a paycheck. Maybe it's health care of some type. Maybe it's Medicare or Medicaid. Maybe you're on a pension from the government. Maybe it's food stamps. Maybe it's welfare of some sort. But 38% of all the people in the United States of America are receiving some sort of remuneration from the federal or state government every month. I want to tell you what they already have it planned behind closed doors. Are you ready? This is startling beyond words. Within 4 years' time, the elite and our president administration plans to have 70% of the people in the United States of America receiving some sort of remuneration from the federal or state government every month.
Hmm.
Now, based on what I've heard from my elite friend, this is my prediction. There will never be another honest election in the United States of America. Because whoever signs that paycheck is going to get the votes. And we probably have seen our last honest election in the United States. You can't depend on this, though. Because when the dollar collapses, you think you can depend on that check from the government. The day is coming, you won't get it. And I beg you to give some consideration to altering your lifestyle and getting to the place that you could do without it if you have to. I had a phone call one day. It was a rather strange phone call. And the person on the other end of the line, I know who they are. I can't mention their names to you. The person on the other end of the line asked me a very personal question that I didn't want to answer over the telephone. Yeah, I don't answer some things over the telephone because too many people listen. This person asked me, they said, "Chaplain, how much money do you have in the bank?" They know what bank I do business with. And they said, "How much money do you have in the bank?" And I said, I hem-hawed around a little bit. They knew I didn't want to answer. And they said, "Okay, let me ask it another way. Can you afford to lose what you have in that bank account?" And I said, "No way." I said, I can't afford to lose, you know, whether it be $1 or $50. I said, "I can't afford to lose it." Then they say, "Chaplain, if you can't afford to lose it, then you better get out of it." Now, all I'm just saying is I received that phone call one day. If you're into paper, I want to tell you about the elite. I want to tell you what one of them said to me one day. One of them said to me one day, he said, "Chaplain, sure, we have some paper. They have some stocks. They're in the stock market a little bit. They're into some bonds." You know what they told me? They said, "We don't have anything that we can't afford to lose. They're into gold, they're into silver, they're into land. They're into tangibles. They do not depend on any of the paper they have. If they can't afford to lose it, they don't keep it in paper." And you better do the same thing, because anything you have in paper, you're going to lose it as the dollar deteriorates. We are into some big financial problems in America. And when 70% of the people in America receive some sort of remuneration from the federal and the state government every month, we are to the point where there will never be another honest election in this country, because whoever signs those paychecks. Well, I want to give you one encouraging note. As I said at the beginning of the program, not everything is discouraging. You won't know the depth of all of this until you see our DVD series, because we take 6.5 hours to do what I'm trying to do in 2 hours. I want to tell you where gold prices are going. First of all, let me go back. In 2008, when our president took office, gold was $800 an ounce. In 2012, where we are right now, or just turned 2013, gold is approximately $1,700. In 2016, gold is going to be $3,000 an ounce.
I'm sorry. Repeat that. In 2000 what?
2016.
It's
4 years from now.
$3,000. Oh.
It's scheduled to have gold at approximately $3,000 an ounce. The elite are into gold and silver by the tons. They know that they cannot depend on paper. And they're taking gold to that price because they want to back the new currency by gold and silver. And they have to take it to that price in order to be able to do it. Plus, they themselves are going to make a fortune off of it, because they bought into it. And right now, the fact that gold prices have dropped back a little bit, don't you pay any attention to it. You are going to see gold prices continue to go up in accordance with what they want. Now, there's another section here that I wish I didn't have to even talk about. And I've given this on radio shows all across America for the past about 3.5 years. Approximately 3.5, 4 years ago, I was on the phone with one of my elite friends before he passed away, before he died. And he used an expression in the course of our conversation, "devil's messiah." I was fascinated because, keep in mind, I've been a pastor, I've been a missionary. And so I asked him, I said, what are you talking about, devil's Messiah? He went on, we discussed it, and basically this is not the Antichrist. This is not the book of Revelation. This is a buzzword or a code word that the elite have amongst themselves for the system whereby they're going to demoralize America. They realized that they could not bring in the New World Order until they had first removed the God from American society that our founding fathers had that made this country great. They had to remove it. Now, keep in mind that over the chair of the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States of America, etched in granite, over the chair of the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court in his parlor, etched in granite, are the Ten Commandments. Don't tell me this country wasn't founded on godly principles and on the Bible. It positively was, so they didn't ever put that there. Now, the elite realized that they had to remove God from society, the God that made America great, before they could bring in the New World Order, and they have done it. They have taken him out of the schools. They have put in every kind of pornographic thing into Hollywood movies. They have filled the Internet full of filth. They have done everything in their power to take crosses off of the courthouse lawn and the Christmas scene away. It's no longer Merry Christmas, but some other phrase. They have done everything in their power to remove the God that made America great. They have an agenda. Please, I beg of you, I plead with you. I know there are many Christians out there in this audience tonight. Your pastor must know the agenda of the elite over the next 4 years for your church. We give a whole section, an entire section, in my new DVD series, The Next 4 Years, and How to Survive the Next 4 Years. I give a whole section on this. Please give this DVD to your pastor. They have a devil's Messiah agenda over the next 4 years to so destroy the purchasing power of the American dollar that the people that attend your church will not be able to give like they've been giving in the past. And whenever the church can't make its mortgage payment, they plan to step in and take over that church exactly like they did your house when you couldn't make your mortgage payment. And they will tell your preacher what to preach from now on. It's all a part of the devil's Messiah agenda of the elite for the next 4 years, and it includes the churches of America. It is startling. Your pastors must know about it and must realize what's happening to them, because they're going to face some very, very drastic days just around the corner in your church. There's another agenda that you're going to have to watch this play out. You'll just have to take my word for it, and when you see it, it's going to be startling beyond words, and you can do something about it. You must do something about it. I must do something about it. This radio program must do something about it. Over the next 4 years, it is scheduled over the next 4 years to bring in to the United States of America millions of Muslims and give them citizenship. Now, you've heard about people coming across the southern border and the Hispanics. You know why they made such a big issue out of that? It wasn't because they cared about those people. It wasn't because the southern border was the important part. They want to bring Sharia law to America. And it waited until the second term. And it is scheduled over the next 4 years to bring in millions of Muslims and introduce Sharia law to the United States of America, and in so doing, to be able to nullify the Constitution of the United States of America. Now, you watch that. You will see it happen over time. Keep in mind that many of these things that I have mentioned on the program tonight, many of them will take place over a four-year period. It's not going to happen overnight. These are things that will take place very gradually, and as a result, you are going to be facing them and see them right before your eyes over the next 4 years. And the only reason I know about it is because by the providence of God, I was allowed years ago to be the chaplain to the elite of the world, met some of these people, and they tell me things that are planned behind closed doors. Now, we only have a moment or two, but I'd like to give you a few of the items that we give in the presentation on solutions. I can hardly touch on it because it's over 2 hours long. We give a solution of every kind imaginable, and you will actually have the picture up on the DVD on your screen there in your home, and you will be able to see the financial professionals that are giving these solutions, and you'll also have their phone numbers. If any of you need financial counseling, you'll be able to call these people and ask them for the help. They're Christians. One of them was a Wall Street insider who finally left. He couldn't stand the corruption any longer. So you know the quality of people that I chose to help me make this DVD. Now, you must prepare for a total mindset change. Let me try to explain. You cannot be dependent on the federal government any longer. Now, many of you are receiving Social Security. Many of you are under Medicare and Medicaid. You are going to be under the Obamacare program beginning approximately a year from now or less. Some of you are receiving welfare. Now, you paid into that Social Security. You should get it. I'm not criticizing it at all. I'm just saying you can't depend on it. And you remember what that elite person told me? He said, "Chaplain, how much money do you have in your checking account?" And I said, "Well, what do you mean?" He said, "Can you afford to lose it?" I said, "No." He said, "You better do something about it." Here's what I'm suggesting to you. You positively must, in light of what's scheduled for the American dollar and the American economy, you must begin to initiate in your mind, through prayer and guidance of the Lord, you must begin to have a total mindset change to the point that if you didn't get that Social Security check, or you didn't get that welfare check, or you didn't get that Medicare and Medicaid, or you didn't get that pension check, you could do without it. And if you can't get to the place where you could do without it, then you are in big trouble. Because the day is coming when, just like it is in Greece right now, the people aren't getting it any longer. You can't depend on anything that is paper. Now, I suggest to you that you create your own method of exchange. Let me try to explain. You see, in this solutions section, our second DVD series, we give things that you probably never thought of before. You must create your own method of exchange. You cannot depend on paper. And anything that has a paper trail is going to be taxed into oblivion. Please, the Federal Reserve notes are their money. It's not yours. It belongs to the Federal Reserve. And it is going to be taxed. If it's paper, that paycheck you get, that 40-hour week that you work, if it is paper, they are going to tax it to death. You cannot depend on that. You can depend on it right now. But you'll be paying more and more taxes on it all the time. But you can't depend on it because there's coming a day when you're not going to get it any longer. Now, let me suggest a few things that you might be able to do. Let's say, for instance, you are a farmer. What can you use as another method of exchange? On that farm, you grow food. That's right. You can sell that food. You can barter that food. You can take that food to town and get a sack of flour with it. The time may come you'll do that. And you need to be able to prepare yourself mentally for the day this will happen. Secondly, you may be a rancher. What can you use as another method of exchange? A cow. Sure. Has a hide. It has meat. It has horns. It has so many of the things that people need in life. Milk and calves. Okay, let's say that you're a dairyman. You can use your milk. You can use your butter. You can use your cheese. Oh, but you say, "Wait a minute, Chaplain. I'm a city dweller. I don't have a farm. I don't have a ranch. I don't have a food. I don't have a cow. I don't have milk." Well, what can you use? You can use gold and silver. I warned you. I warned you 4 years ago when my elite friend told me what their currency is. I said, you better go and buy some gold right now. You could have bought it for $600 an ounce. Today it would be worth $1,700 an ounce. You could have at least bought a few of those ounces. And you know what you'd have today? More than you would have ever made in the stock market, more than you would have ever made in an IRA or 401k, more than you would have ever made in a mutual fund. And I begged you to do it. City dwellers can use gold and silver. You can use some other things. You must prepare yourself. You need to know alternatives that you can use that will help you spare your dinner table and save your household heartaches. Folks, all I'm here for tonight is to try to help you. I do not want you to lose sleep over this. Please, don't look for boogers behind bushes and black helicopters. You cannot be frightened. Learn the issues, decide what you and your household can do, and then do something about it, and you can spare yourself much heartache. And I hope, in the end, that they will not succeed. My wish is that enough Americans will learn the issues. Enough doctors will say, we're not going to have part in Obamacare until they have to back off. And you know, if enough Americans learn the issues and do something about it, again, once again, please, go to our toll-free number if you'd like to get our new 6.5-hour DVD presentation that you view on your television at home. It's entitled The Next 4 Years and How to Survive the Next 4 Years. Our toll-free number is 1-888-799-6111, or you can go on the web to prophecyclub.com, prophecyclub.com, or toll-free 888-799-6111. Or if you'd like to go to the website that the man in Great Britain set up for me, it's not mine, but he lists all the programs I'm on. You can listen to them whenever you wish, and it's convenient for you. You'll get suggestions there on your health and what to do, along with many other things. Go to lindseywilliams.net, not .com, but .net, lindseywilliams.net. Carrie, it has been a privilege to be with you on Center Stage tonight. Thank you so much.
Well, it's been my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Lindsey Williams. I suggest that everybody go out and get these DVDs, the one that's titled The Next 4 Years, and also the one that's titled How to Survive the Next 4 Years. Again, like he said, you can go to prophecyclub.com and pick it up. Or you can call him at 1-888-799-6111. I suggest you get one for yourself and one for a friend. Tonight's show is being featured tonight on Blog Talk Radio. We'd like to thank them for featuring us. It was a great show to feature, by the way, and I am so honored that Mr. Williams came and shared this information with us. I'm just, like, floored by the information. We'd like to remind you the Center Stage is here each and every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Central, 9 to 11 a.m. Tell a friend, tell a family member, tell a coworker to check out the show. Also, a reminder, y'all, the views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect that of Center Stage, the host, or our advertisers. Again, thank you to Mr. Williams for being with us tonight. What a great show it was. We'd also like to thank you, the audience, for listening. We appreciate you. And also, to everybody, Happy New Year. This is our first show of the year, and we'd like to say Happy New Year to everyone, and may God grant your every wish. Okay, y'all, we got to get out of here. We're almost out of time, but we'd like to say thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.